Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Boss Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchwells.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today's April 18th, and yes, oh yes, we are going to talk about baseball. By the way, are you a Python developer? We're looking for somebody to help out with our database. Please go to pitchwells.com/hiring today and check out if you are a good fit for the role. We would love to meet you. We have a lot of fun things that we're working on here at PitcherList, and we have this paid position for a Python developer to work with our database and the Flask APIs, and we hope that you are the perfect fit. Logan Webb led my SP roundup as he went 6.2 innings, 4 earned runs, 8 hits, 0 walks, and 6 Ks against the Marlins. And really, the story is just that we should be accepting that Logan Webb is not going to have a whip under 110. He's going to be more like a 120 whip guy with a high hit per nine, and that's who he is. Forward runs, that should probably get better, but I just don't really see how he's not going to continue allowing all these hits. It's what he did last year. He had a 117 whip then. The slider is not this big whiff pitch that it used to be, and this is just kind of something I think we need to accept moving forward. Max Fried came back from the IL against the Padres. 5 innings, 0 runs, 4 hits, 0 walks, and 4 Ks. Great stuff there. Ace is going to ace. Jacob DeGrom, ace is going to ace, except he went 4 innings, and after the 4th, he was pulled with a wrist injury. He'll get reevaluated today, but oh boy. So it begins. Hunter Green against the Rays. 3 innings, 0 runs, 3 hits, 0 walks, 1 K, as he was removed after taking a grounder to the shin. And yes, I want to make all the arrow to the knee jokes. He's optimistic he's going to make his next start, so we move on. But I will mention, he didn't earn a single whiff on his heater in 21 thrown in these 3 innings, and he was down 2.5 ticks before the comebacker. Kinda not great, Bob. Jordan Lyles, 8 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 3 walks, 3 Ks. It's a minimalist score. If you don't know what that is, it's where if you go at least 8 innings, you add up everything else, earned runs, 3 hits, walks, and Ks for the lowest number. Essentially, all balls in play without scoring runs. This is a 10, which is actually pretty good considering we don't really see 8 inning games or whatever. Jordan Lyles had a 19% CSW on his four-seamer. That was 60% fastballs here. Yeah, no, he's not going to be someone that you want to lean in on here. Merrill Kelly against the Cardinals, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, and 3 strikeouts against the Cardinals. That's really good. Got the win. His change went 2-for-23 CSW for a 9% rate. That is not what you want from Merrill Kelly. He gets the Padres and the Coors. Not the Rockies, the Coors. Yeah, we're out on that one. The Cardinals have been kind of cold lately as far as an offense goes, so don't read into this one for Merrill Kelly. This is not what you want. I mean, he's just a Toby. Rich Hill surprised us in Coors, though, speaking of which, and we're not really that interested in it. Rich Hill will do this from time to time, but you really don't want to chase it, even if he gets the Reds and the Nationals next. Like, come on, Rich Hill, not again. We're not doing this. Christian Javier went against the Jays. He was dueling against Kevin Gausman and absolutely won. And we'll talk about Gausman at the end of this podcast, or a little bit later, I should say. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. This is a great start. You gotta win. Everything is wonderful. The only problem here, 23% CSW, and the fastball and slider are just not cooking. I mean, sure, he did really well, and this was against the Jays. But I have not seen a start yet from Javier that's just, oh my lord, this is Javier. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy he's on my team. Like, it's been these, all right, this is fine. The fastball has not dominated massively. The slider has been inconsistent. It's not really the Christian Javier that we want yet. Hopefully this isn't some hangover from the WBC or something like that. But that's just me speculating, and don't run with that, please. Hayden with his nesting, he finally did something good. He went against the Athletics and got the win with 7 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 0 walks, 7 Ks, 39% CSW as his slider that was 41% usage had a 49% CSW. That's incredible. That is incredible. That's what we wanted to see. Now, the four-seamer and cutter weren't that much of a deal here, and I kind of want them to be a little bit better so that I feel more consistent with Wesneski, and that's good. He does get the Dodgers next, and we're not thrilled about that, but then it's the Marlins, and then it's the Nationals, and we got to hold on to it. Now, Wesneski's got his footing after the annoying start to the year. This should be good. I hope he's really believing in it, and it isn't just one of those Dennis starts where he shows up and doesn't stick around. Jalen Beeks, it was an opener situation. There was Cooper Criswell, and he did four runs in four innings, and Beeks went 3 innings and one, whatever. No one rejoiced. No one cares. Shohei Ohtani got shafted as it was a rain delay in Boston, so he only went 2 innings, and it's stupid. Ryan Weathers against Atlanta, 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Weathers might not be pitching anymore because Joe Musgrove will be returning, and it's likely that Weathers is the one that gets ousted. We don't really care much moving forward. I'm glad that he survived here, but I don't think that his whole arsenal speaks to sustained success. Corbin Burns was removed at 5.1 innings yesterday with a minor pec strain. I hope he's okay. I hope this is also an explanation for why he only had 3 strikeouts and 9 whiffs, and he hasn't really been his overwhelmingly amazing self at the start of the year. Really just 1 start, and that was the last one. But I hope there's some clarification here, some clarity, really, that for Burns moving forward, and hopefully he just misses 1 start or something along those lines. We'll see. Jesus Luzardo was not his premier self. 4.1 innings, 3 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 6 Ks. He still got you strikeouts. He had 13 whiffs. But the heater wasn't nearly as effective as we've seen. Only 1 out of 41 whiffs on it. The slider was inefficient. Only 17% CSW on said 4-seamer. This isn't it, but Jesus Luzardo, I still believe in this man. You should still feel very good about him moving forward. Chris Flexen against the Brewers. 6 innings, 4 and runs, 6 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. He gets the Jays and Astros and Cardinals all coming up. And no, you don't want to go after this. And we have some more starts to talk about. Flaherty, May, Bayo, Peterson, etc. And we're going to talk about all of those and, of course, today and tomorrow's streamers after this break.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Jack Flaherty, 6 innings, 4 and runs, 4 hits, 3 walks, 4 Ks. And if you remember, I got excited because Flaherty was 93-94 and then his slider was getting 10 whiffs. Well, this was 92.7 and 0 out of 25 slider whiffs. So we're back to the drawing board. Ah, Jack Flaherty. So disappointing. Dustin May against the Mets. 5.2 innings, 5 earned runs, 8 hits, 0 walks, 1 strike. And how am I going to butter my bread with this? I feel like he has a TR that is, he can turn it around right away. He gets the Cubs next. Of course, we're going to start him there. It's just one of those things where Dustin May really clicks in with his whiffs and with his cutter and his curveball and his four-seamer. It really should just be soaring. Just we're kind of just holding on and hoping for the best. Brian Bayo was on the other side of that Ohtani game, but he wasn't pitching well anyway. It was 2.2 innings, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. He was just still ill anyway. And I'm glad we got this out of the way. He had 72 pitches. He gets the Brewers next. I think I'm going to start him in that one. But I understand if you're kind of in, you don't really want to do and you want to wait until he does well for a start before trusting him. That makes sense to me. That's fine. Kyle Muller against the Cubs, 4 innings, 6 earned runs, 13 hits. Jeez. 2 walks, 3 Ks, 12 whiffs, 29% CSW. Oakland, you shouldn't be starting Kyle Muller right now. You should put him back in the minors, really make sure that he gets everything in order because he's just not doing enough with his arsenal. And there's Mason Miller. You should bring in Mason Miller. Really, it's insane. David Peterson went against the Dodgers. He actually had the gallows pull at 14 whiffs despite going 6 innings, 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 0 walks, and 6 strikeouts. I'm a little annoyed that the slider isn't this ridiculous pitch that it was last year. He changed it, and it's, I think, worse. A 29% CSW did get some whiffs, but hung a ton. The changeup was really good at 46% CSW, but yeah, I'm not really too thrilled about David Peterson. He gets the Giants, and that's fine. But I really don't, you know, I don't think the changeup is all of a sudden something that's ridiculously good forever now. Yeah, David Peterson isn't really something I'm targeting. Kevin Gausman had a horrific first inning and then was pretty good after that. 4.2 innings, 7 earned runs total. Wow. 7 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. I know. But after that first inning, he was really good. So we just kind of move on. And Kyle Freeland, hey, you were in on Kyle Freeland? Well, don't be. Why are you doing this? He went against Pittsburgh in Coors, 2.2 innings, 7 earned runs, 8 hits, 1 walk, 1 strike. And how am I going to butter my bread with this? I put him at the very bottom of questionable because I was recognizing, like, all right, he's had this, like, 3-game stretch, and it's the Pirates, even though it's Coors. Fine. I don't want to. And that's what happened. So I think I did it just to trigger him failing, so you're welcome. We're done with this moving forward. Oh, yeah, and with DeGrom, right? I moved him up the list because, hey, he hasn't been injured yet. I'm so sorry. That one is my fault, and I take full blame. Looking forward to today's games. We have Spencer Strider, Zach Wheeler, Clayton Kershaw, Nick Lodolo, Logan Gilbert, Sonny Gray, Marcus Stroman, Jordan Montgomery, all in the AutoStart tier. There's also Nathan Eovaldi, Lance Lynn, and Lucas Giolito. Yes, both guys on the White Sox, because we have 2 doubleheaders today. Make sure that Zach Wheeler is in your lineup. Make sure that Lance Lynn is in your lineup. I may have put Lance Lynn yesterday in the probable start tier, and I sat down and realized, you know what, I probably should have had him in the auto start tier. Because if I have Lucas Giolito going, I should have Lance Lynn going. So they're both in the auto start tier. I'm all for it. Probable start tier, Alex Wood against the Marlins is our stream pick of the day. He's only gone about 70-75 pitches thus far in his 2 games. However, it should be up to 80-85. This is the Marlins. I feel good about this. Chris Bassett and Chris Sale are both here. They are veterans, and I know it's not the best matchups, but they are good pitchers, and you should be starting them here. Taj Bradley is sandwiched in between them against the Reds. I'm very excited about it, but I do recognize it is Cincinnati, and the Rays won't let him go 7 innings or anything like that. So we're excited about this. Should be a boatload of strikeouts, but it's not necessarily the most auto-start game, right? It's probable start because, yeah, I can see a situation where you don't want to do it. And the questionable start here, this is a big boy. Blake Snell gets Atlanta. I hope the breaking balls are in the zone. If they're not, this could be bad. So it's very, very tenuous of do we want to actually start Blake Snell here? I understand completely. We just want to bench him until it works out. Dre Jameson goes against the Cardinals. You might want to push that up just because the Cardinals have been pretty cold lately. But Dre Jameson really only has a good slider, and that's about it. But he throws 98. Doesn't get whiffs on it. So we'll see what happens there. Brad Keller has been very interesting with the new curveball, but it's really only been like 2 starts of being good. And the Rangers are a good offense, so don't just automatically start this, but hopefully he does continue the trend. Edward Cabrera against the Giants. He doesn't throw enough fastball strikes, but this could be good against the Giants. Peyton Battenfield against the Tigers could be good. He had 12 cutter whiffs against the Yankees. Will he go very long in this game? He threw about 70 pitches last time. So maybe 75 or so, but this could be a good 5-inning game. I'm just throwing it out. There's also a doubleheader here against the Tigers. So Eduardo Rodriguez is going against Cleveland, and so is Matthew Boyd. Both could do well here. Both could also stumble. So I hope they both do well, but I can see worlds with both of them go 6 innings of production for you. Dean Kramer didn't do well against the Athletics. He gets the Nationals now. Another try. That could work. Jose Urquidy against the Jays. Ugh, don't really like that. Bailey Falter's not that good. He gets the White Sox. The White Sox a little bit hurt, but maybe, they're generally better against lefties. We'll see. Josiah Gray against Baltimore. I like the changes, but he still doesn't have good command of those breaking balls, even though he's not throwing as many fastballs. Tyler McGill against the Dodgers. Ugh, the Dodgers are good, and Tyler McGill is not doing enough. for me to get excited. Hunter Gaddis could make it work against the Tigers. He's not great, but he didn't do well against the Yankees, but this is the Tigers. In Clark Schmidt, I don't have much faith here, but it's at the very bottom of the questionable start tier against the Angels. I hope that the secondaries come together here. Ken Waldachuk is the start of the do not start tier. He's just walking too many people, but is the Cubs. Maybe this is the start where he turns it around. Colin Ray was actually very interesting last time. It surprised all of us. I do not buy it. It was a lot of stuff in the middle of the zone. Like, I don't think this is the start you want to make against Seattle. Jose Suarez is going against the Yankees. No thank you. And Jose Urania and Vince Velasquez are dueling in Coors. I know Vince Velasquez just did well, but this is Coors. You don't do it. Looking at tomorrow's games, Joe Ryan is at the top of it above Max Scherzer because Scherzer gets the Dodgers and he had the back issue. So I feel like he's a little off and Joe Ryan's just been so good. He gets the Red Sox. Drew Rasmussen's after that against the Reds. It's in Cincinnati. He didn't look as good last time, but it's an auto start tier. You did go with it. And then the last two here are Alex Cobb in Miami. I feel like you just got to do that. And then Justin Steele. Justin Steele has been looking really good with his fastball and now he gets Oakland. So, all right, if you have Justin Steele, you're starting him here. Probable start, too. You have two cherry bombs right now, which is Brady Singer and Charlie Morton. They both have tough matchups, Singer against the Rangers, Morton against the Padres. Not necessarily the most fun time, so they're in the probable start tier as opposed to the auto start tier. Martin Perez against the Royals. He's a Toby against a weak team. That is when you do it. Questionable start tier, you have Trevor Rogers as our stream pick of the day because he did execute the Blake Snell blueprint last time out with four seamers up and changeups down, and I hope that continues against the Giants. He's our streaming pick of the day. Cal Quantrill is also of consideration against the Tigers, so he's rostered in like 40% of leagues or something like that. This could work out. I have this going in at least one of my leagues because, yeah, Quantrill six innings against the Tigers, that should be fine. So here he is near the top of the questionable start tier. And Tymon Walker is also here because it's against the White Sox. I don't love what Walker's doing, but it's fine. Noah Syndergaard against, now it gets really shaky now in the questionable start tier from 12 to 18. Noah Syndergaard gets the Mets. He just had 9 strikeouts. I don't buy it, but changeup's really good. And how good are the Mets? And it's also like a revenge game. Dodgers are helping him out. All right. Marco Gonzalez is a Toby, gets the Brewers. Maybe that works. Kyle Bradsch gets the Nationals, but it's also a bit of a still ill here. So I don't really love this one. Mackenzie Gore against the Orioles. There is more upside, I think, in this one, but I don't know if I buy it yet. Nick Turnbull against the Guardians. He just had a good outing, but it felt like he like squeezed it out. And I don't really think he's at a plateau now. Nick Martinez, I do think there is more to achieve from him, but it's Atlanta. And then Eric Lauer, 90-91 mile per hour fastballs, not 93-95. And he gets the Mariners. And the do not start tier, James Kerpillian has been walking a ton and he gets the Cubs. Griffin Canning is against the Yankees, and I want to like Canning, but it's the Yankees, and I'm not quite in yet. Luis Garcia against Toronto, you don't want to do that. Johnny Brito isn't a death sentence, even though he had that one bad outing. And I said Nick Turnbull, it's Spencer Turnbull, I apologize for that. Johnny Brito had that one inning that was horrific, but hey, he went 10 innings of production before then. He's not destined to be terrible now. And Brito against the Angels, the strikeouts are not really there anyway, so you might as well just not do it. Mike Clevinger, I don't really buy what he's been doing, and he gets to Phillies and do well last time. Corey Kluber against the Twins, not worth it. Jose Barrios against the Astros, absolutely not. Yoman Avieda has been very exciting, but he's in Coors, and you just don't want to do that. He's going against Austin Gomber, and you don't want to do that. Jake Woodford is the Amish Mustang, no way. Against Madison Bumgarner, no thank you. And Luke Weaver is apparently going against the Rays, but it's still ill, and he's not even been good anyway, so you don't want to do any of that. All right, that is it for today. Thank you all so much for supporting this podcast, rating, review, all of that. But that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your bats be low and you strike outside.